Welcome, my friend. You are exactly where you need to be right now. It is not an accident that our paths have crossed. I'm confident that you're here because you are wanting more out of life. Are you ready to live your life with purpose and intention? Are you wondering how on earth to pull it all together? How exactly do you turn your ordinary days into extraordinary days? Girl, let me show you how to stop facing the day ahead and start facing it. Join me, Sarah Elizabeth, each episode as I encourage and motivate you to place unwavering faith in the direction Christ will lead you and surrender yourself to His vision for your life. He's custom designed a life for you beyond your wildest dreams, and I want to help you discover all that He has planned for you to experience. Together, let's put God into the driver's seat of your life. Let's go. It's time to face your day. Welcome in, my beautiful friend. Thank you so much for joining me here today. As I mentioned last week, we are celebrating the 3-year anniversary of the Faith Your Day devotional podcast. I launched my trailer episode of this podcast on April 6th of 2021, and I put out my first full episode on April 13th of 2021. So we are just smack dab in the middle on April 9th today, ready to celebrate 3 years of doing this. And I wanted to get really real and honest and just have a girl chat with you about how the podcast has been going. You know, God's put on my heart a couple things that I want to share with you, some lessons that we can learn from this podcast, but also how it might impact you in your own life as well. I've called this episode of the Faith Your Day devotional podcast, At the Crossroads. Let's start with our Faith Your Day declaration, okay? Jesus, thank you so much for loving me in the way that you do. You designed me on purpose for a purpose. I want to live to my full potential today with a mindset that honors you and a soul that seeks to know you better. Jesus, I know that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and I ask you to guide me and reveal to me what it is you want to show me here, have me experience here, and learn from this season. Help mold me and shape me into the best version of me. I will live today as your vessel, ready to receive your word, respond to your promptings, and pour out your overflowing love to those all around me. Please allow your thoughts to become my thoughts, your ways to become my ways, and your will to become what I truly desire. Jesus, if you are in it, I want it. And if you are not, I don't. I make myself available to you, and I choose to faith this day of life. I am so grateful to be your girl. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's do this. 3-year anniversary. Here we come. Some of you are discovering this podcast for the first time today, and I welcome you with open arms. But I know that there are a core tribe of women who have been here right from the start for 3 years now, tuning in every week, encouraging me as I go. And to all of you, thank you for your continued support and encouragement and love. And because it's just us girls chatting away here today, I want to get really transparent with you. I'm at a crossroads with this podcast. This might come as a surprise to many of you, but I'm at a place where I can't help but ask myself, is this all worth it? You see, we just finished March, and I have the ability on the hosting platform that I use to upload my episodes, I've got the ability to view the number of episodes that have been downloaded to date, and I can see, you know, how many downloads were within the past month, etc. And if I'm being really honest, it's not what I expected. Within the past several months, I've had the lowest download numbers that I have had over this entire 3-year period, including the very first month when I put out my first episode when I thought no one would even listen. You see, in my logical mind, something very predictable would happen. I would launch this podcast, advertise a little bit on my social media platforms, have a few downloads, and then I would see consistent and constant growth from there on out. My message would spread, new listeners would flock, and I would be absolutely blown away by the reach and numbers of listeners. And my friend, this is the exact opposite of what I'm seeing. When I go back into my statistics, it's actually my first few months that had the biggest reach. And then it's been a literal roller coaster since then. I have been doing this for 36 months now. And so the visual graph that I can view on that platform that I use for hosting is just that. Like, it's a visual roller coaster. Ups and downs, highs and lows, peaks and valleys, no consistency, no predictability, and no apparent pattern. Now, on a positive note, I am truly blown away by the reach that God has allowed me as far as how far and wide globally this has spread, like how many countries. When I actually started writing this episode, I had listeners in 52 countries to date. And actually, when I recorded, I had just checked in this morning before I recorded, and it's actually gone up to 53 today. Aruba had a download. Somebody in Aruba found this last night, I guess, and pressed play. But, you know, the quantities are still limited. So it sounds really amazing to have that much of a reach. And it truly is. Like, I mean, that's not what I would have expected within 3 years. So that part really is impressive. But it's not like it's, you know, tens of thousands of listeners or hundreds of listeners in all the different countries. It's just, you know, it might be one or two in a certain country. So it's still in its infancy in that regard. But it has me at a crossroads. This podcast is a commitment, and I can't help but wonder if it's worth it. I've had people ask me if I am earning money from my podcast, and I get to tell them that no, in fact, I don't make any money. It actually costs me money, about $25 a month to do this, because I subscribe to a platform that hosts this podcast. And what happens is I upload my episode to that host platform, and then it gets it out to all of the different engines that put podcasts out. So, you know, it puts it out to Spotify and to Apple and to Google, and I don't have to do that myself. It just does it through this platform. But then I also have a time commitment, because I spend a couple of hours every week writing and then recording and editing and uploading to ensure that every episode is ready to go Tuesday morning at 5 a.m. Is it really worth it? Do I keep on going? Do I keep on doing this? I'm at a crossroads, the point in which I decide between my way and God's way. The point at which I look at the natural and weigh that against the supernatural. Here's where I determine if I keep on going or if I decide to quit. And my sister, for me, I'm staying here. It's an overwhelming yes. Yes, I'm going to keep going. Yes, I'm going to keep writing. Yes, I'm going to keep investing time and resources and faith into this, quite simply because at my crossroads, I've never for a moment wanted to follow anything but God's way. And to be very honest, I don't know why, but He keeps on whispering and prompting my heart to keep on going, keep on writing, keep on recording, keep on uploading, keep on believing that this is making a difference for someone, somewhere, somehow, even if it's only for one person. I remember in my very first episode stating that even if only one person listened to this and it could help them and encourage them and motivate them to have faith in God's way, then all of this would be worth it. And my sister, I can't go back on that promise I made to myself. I'm here, and I'm here to stay, here to walk through the valley, here to continue to struggle climbing the mountain, but here through it all, on a journey with Jesus, growing, evolving, and most importantly, trusting that he is doing something here. I have no idea where this podcast will be in another month, another year, another 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. I have no idea who will be listening, how many people will be listening, and where they will be listening from. But I can't help but ask, does that even really matter? Or is what matters that I continue to step out in faithful obedience day after day, week after week? Proverbs 8 verse 2 offers some insight into wisdom. And I love that throughout scripture, wisdom is represented as a female. This gives so much extra power to this verse in the context of this episode. At the highest point along the way where the paths meet, she takes her stand. My friend, your life too will have many crossroads. The crossroads of your way and God's way. The crossroads of quit or keep going. The crossroads of hope and despair. The crossroads of joy and sorrow. Your way might say this makes no sense. I'm not making progress here. This is too hard. This isn't worth it. But God's whisper might be prompting you to keep on going, keep on believing, keep on working, keep on striving, keep on stepping, and keep on trusting in his word. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16 says, "This is what the Lord says, stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths, ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls." Now, that verse actually has one more part at the end where Jeremiah says how you said we will not walk in it. What this tells me is that the crossroads and the path you choose is a choice. God will never force you to walk in his ways, the way of wisdom, understanding, peace, and love. That's a choice you get to make, the way you get to choose. And it's not the easy way. It's not the popular way, and it's not the way most people are willing to go. And in fact, Jesus reminds us of exactly this in Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, where he says, "Enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it." My whole purpose of doing this podcast is to help teach people and show them how we can choose his way rather than spend our lives struggling trying to do it our way. That's why I called it Faith Your Day, because most people are simply trying to face their day and are encountering far more struggle and hardship than they have to. Stress, anxiety, fear, worry, that's what's normal in our world, and I don't want normal. And I don't want normal for you either. God didn't create you for a normal life, for a life of anxiety and a life of fear and worry and half living and autopilot. And my goal is to help you see that. And therefore, my friend, I am not going anywhere. I'm going to keep showing up here each week because I need to keep spreading his message. And for me, I have decided I'm not here for the numbers. I'm here to encourage you not to be numb to your life, not to simply coast through it on autopilot. I'm here to wake you up and shake you up. And girl, I'm here because you matter to me. Just knowing that one person has tuned in, even if I have no idea who they are, where they are, or what they are going through, I know that you are here because God has led you here. And I'm here to serve you through each devotional each week. This devotional is part of my purpose here on earth. And who knows what God will do with it in his mighty hands in years to come. I'm not going to get discouraged or focus on what isn't important. I might not ever be on a list of top podcasts, and that's okay. I've already decided I'm not going to use social media to promote this because honestly, social media sucks the life out of me. And my goal is to stay off of it at all costs. I don't even like going on it. So not advertising through it, it's just not a priority for me. And I know that God can get this out to whoever needs to hear it. Like, he can be the best media manager out there. Like, I don't need other things to help me. God can get this out to whoever needs to hear it. Like, whether that be by a listener who shares this out in a text or simply mentions this podcast by name to a friend, it's going to get to who it needs to go to. I trust God to help me with that. And you see, over the past 3 years of writing for this podcast, I've spent a lot of time learning about God. I've spent a lot of time with him and in his word. And what I've learned is that he is most concerned with my faith and my obedience and my trust. And it's the same for you too, my friend. Time after time in his word, we see examples of people whose situation completely changes only after they trust in him and follow his guidance obediently. Just last week, we talked about Joshua and the walls of Jericho and how even with those crazy instructions, Joshua didn't question. He just got to doing and he saw the victory that had already been laid out for him. Well, girl, for me, what could be a crossroads for so many is just an opportunity to recognize that there are multiple choices here. And what I choose and what I encourage you to choose today is God's way, no matter what. The natural might suggest that this isn't going to work, that this isn't worth your time, that this isn't what you should do. But if you have earnestly prayed to seek and ask God for him to place his will on your heart, and if it aligns with what you are doing, then like Joshua, girl, just keep marching forward. Many people never arrive at their destiny because they quit when things look discouraging. It's easy to keep going when you are motivated and when things are on the up and up. And in my case, like for example, when the numbers are up and when the reach is growing, it's exciting and it's motivating. But then what about those months when they aren't? When it looks like less people last month listening than before? Well, my sister, that's when faith steps in. I already know that God continually whispers to my heart to keep on going and that he's doing something here. I can't ignore that. So I can't quit. I need to keep obediently trusting in his direction. My sister, I know that the enemy wants me to quit this, to tell myself that it's crazy to actually spend money every month on something that isn't growing in the way I thought it would. Satan wants me to shy away from the time commitment. Trust me, he is always tempting me with other things I could be doing instead of spending multiple hours every week doing this. But my friend, my mind is made up. The time, money, energy I put into this, well, I see it as an investment into God's plan for my future. And I don't know what the return will be, but I know it is going to be beyond worth it. My favorite scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Those are words to live by today. And I hope you will consider choosing God's way over your way when you are at your next crossroads. My friends, thank you so much for tuning in here. I hope I wasn't being a Debbie Downer at some point. You know, I'm literally grateful for every single download I have. It's just so different from what I predicted at first, right? You know, you think once you start to see growth and that snowball starts to roll, that it's just going to keep on rolling and getting bigger. And I'm an example of where that's not the case. It's up and down. And you know, sometimes it's like, whoa, cool, look at that. And other times it's like, oh, wow, not a lot of action here. But that's okay. I know God is doing something here. And I think that this is my example of, remember last week I said, your Jericho. I think this is my Jericho, that God is more just looking for the obedience here. Am I going to keep doing it? Even when it's hard, even when the growth isn't as I thought. Am I going to keep doing this? Because I think in the obedience over time, that's where God's going to really, truly do his best work. And I'm looking forward and excited to that. So who knows where we'll be when we're at our 5-year mark or 10-year mark, but I'm so grateful that you're here. I really am. Thank you for your support. If you enjoyed this episode or any episode, share it out. You never know how it's going to touch somebody wherever they're at, whatever they need. My friend, I will be back here again next Tuesday. You know it. Wish you all of God's blessings from my heart to yours. Bye for now.